We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 6:45 and a half. We have a code word coming up, the first of 11 that we'll have for you in the Odyssey $1,000 nationwide cash contest. But right now we check in with our friend Doug Cinceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal on WWL. Hey, Doug, how you?
Good morning. We got a lightning show going on in Mandeville right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man. It's something.
Tell me about the rain. You getting a lot of heavy rain or just lightning?
Man. Both. It's like, hey, I'm not a weatherman, but I tell you what, man, it's going down, coming down.
You're not a weatherman, but you can tell you it's raining. You can tell us it's raining, huh?
That's right, man.
Tell me about the Derek Chauvin trial yesterday. Where do we stand? What happened? Your impressions, etc.
Well, they got a defense forensic pathologist, and what the defense did was they got sort of a pathologist who took the opinions of 13 other practitioners from toxicologists, pulmonologists, ER physicians, and sort of tied all their data together and gave some opinions regarding the death, causation of the death of Floyd. And he basically said he died of a heart attack that was from underlying heart disease, which was contributed to by the meth. And he also testified that he didn't think that he died from any type of deprivation of air because there was no, you know, objective evidence in the autopsy that his airways were impaired or restricted. So he was in there from a scientific standpoint and a medical standpoint to start trying to create doubt with a juror or a few jurors on how he actually died. And the defense is going to probably say at the end, look, if you're not sure whether he died of a heart attack or due to restricted low oxygen, if it's up in the air, you have to acquit. And that's what the defense is angling for.
I think it was pretty apparent yesterday, a little bit I saw of it. I saw him being cross-examined, Fowler, the guy, I think he's from South Africa.
Yes.
He's also being sued in some case in Baltimore. What is all that about?
Yeah, I mean he has a malpractice case or a medical case against him. They sort of made light of the fact that he's not a toxicologist, he's not a pulmonologist, he's not he doesn't have the specialty to make that opinion, and that's why he was trying to blunt it by saying, look, we had a panel of 13 physicians look at this. And this is with their conclusions. And I took data from each of these disciplines. But, yes, they did cross-examine him, and they scored the prosecution. They did score some points with that. They also scored a few points by getting him to acknowledge, first of all, that if Floyd went into cardiac arrest, that Chauvin had a duty to administer some type of CPR and chest compression, which he didn't do. So they did.
That to me was a huge moment, Doug, if I may interrupt for a second. I saw that part, and he said, as a physician, should they have helped out in that case or administered immediate care or whatever? And the doctor hesitated for a second and said, as a physician, I would say so. And to me, that was huge because it goes to the nature of the charges, does it not?
Yeah, it does. Again, it goes to intent, meaning, what was going on in Chauvin's mind at that particular time. And Chauvin's only defense to that, which he had some testimony yesterday from one of the police officers on the scene, was saying, hey, the crowd was aggressive. And what they're going to argue was, okay, we can see that theoretically, if he was in if Floyd was in cardiac arrest, that Chauvin should have took his foot off his chest, neck, or whatever they were arguing, you know, where it was, and administer aid. And the only retort to that by the defense would be, hey, you know, I was also dealing with an angry crowd, and I was trying to deal with a few situations, and with my attention as to Floyd's exact condition during those 3 minutes was distracted because I had some other things I had to address in connection with the crowd that was around him. So, yes, that was an admission. And again, you know, they just need to create doubt, and that's what they're trying to do. And I think they know they will not get an acquittal this time. I think a realistic goal for the defense is to maybe create doubt in 1, 2, 3 jurors, and, you know, and get a hung jury and, you know, live another day.
We'll pick it up there when we come back, Doug. I totally agree with you. You, of course, know far more than I do, but it just seems like that's what they're going for. And I don't know, we can talk when we come back. How difficult is that going to be to accomplish? I know I did see one thing, and I wanted to ask you this. The cross-examining attorney corrected the doctor on his pronunciation of paraganglioma. Apparently the doctor adds an extra syllable, and look, I butcher words all the time, right? But it seemed like that was a little technique to almost throw the doctor off his game. Yes or no?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think what you want to do is make an expert look not credible in any way they can.
That's, yeah.
So that's,
and then at one point they asked him about holding arms across George Floyd's neck, and he said he didn't see it. Then they showed him the video, and at that point his whole demeanor to me changed, and it was as though, all right, now he's out to protect himself in this and not necessarily Derek Chauvin, and wants to make sure he doesn't commit perjury. But that's just my observation. 651 9 before 7, traffic now, WWL. 656 and a half, code word coming up, $1,000 nationwide cash contest. Talking to Doug Cenceri, attorney, host of All Things Legal on WWL, about the Derek Chauvin trial. One thing that confused me, Doug, is if the vehicle's exhaust had anything to do with George Floyd's death, why didn't the police officers move him then? That's kind of on them, isn't it? I don't understand why they would even go down that road.
Well, to me, it's like a wild swing on a ball way outside the strike zone. Most of the time, mm-hmm. you're going to whiff, but every once in a while, you might get a hit with it. And that's what I think that that Dr. Fowler did. I think he took a wild swing at a pitch out the strike zone because they're sort of, you know, they don't have a lot to work with, or not as much as they would feel comfortable. And, yes, I mean, there was a lot of problems causing poisoning, which, you know, may have led on to the heart attack. The heart attack occurred because he's got heart disease. Is the fact that, you know, there's nothing in the autopsy that indicated that. In fact, the doctor acknowledged that he wasn't even sure if the car was running at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I think from the defense's point of view, if you could try to sell that he died by carbon monoxide poisoning and not because of the foot on the neck, he has more of a chance to have that causation issue be in his favor, as far as saying, hey, you know, that was sort of just a mistake, it wasn't intentional, and that's why he died. So, you know, again, the carbon monoxide theory was just a wild, wild swing to a ball way out the, you know, strike zone. And because I think, again, the doctor is just he's throwing everything he can against the wall and mm-hmm. see what sticks. And because I don't think he feels I think there's a, you know, he doesn't have a lot to work with or less to work
with
than maybe the prosecution. Yeah.
Interesting tradecraft is that after the doctor was pretty well taken apart on cross-examination, the defense attorney asked for the afternoon break to give the doctor a chance to compose himself, which I thought was pretty smart to use your time out there. Real quick, do you think Chauvin takes a stand or not?
Man, I think they're assessing that day to day, and they're going to let him make the call, because I think if you take the stand, it's either going to reinforce a decision against him. Or, again, I think if he takes this stand, it would be a wild swing at the ball outside the strike zone, and I think that decision is going to be up to Chauvin himself.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Doug Cenceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.